Blog Talk Radio.
Lift his name.
to magnify himself. So he likes to magnify your problems. He likes to magnify our problems and every situation that is bothering us. He likes to make it big so that he looks as if he is big. But when you begin to lift Jesus up, when you begin to worship Jesus, you magnify, you have to lift Jesus above your problems. You have to lift Jesus above your tears. You have to lift Jesus up above every situation. Because he is the Lord of all. He is the King of all. He is Lord, that means he's the boss. He is in charge, hallelujah. And that is why we lift up the name of Jesus. One more time, I want you to join us and lift his name.
Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. That's where the power is. Greater love have no man than this, than lay his life down for his friends. He's the source of everything you need. His name's above every other name. In majesty, he'll come again. So don't you worry, just call the name. Call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. That's where the power is. Just call the name Jesus, Lord. Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. Where the power is. Oh. All power in heaven and on earth belongs to him and him alone. There's nothing he cannot fix for you. He can't.
Just call the name Jesus.
Just
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence in our midst. Holy Spirit, we love you. We praise you. Holy Spirit, we adore you. Holy Spirit, we worship you. Spirit of the living God, hover over this service this morning in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, hover over our lives in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, hover over every area of our lives. Holy Spirit, hover over this service. Let there be light. Let there be light in every area of our lives. In the name of Jesus, light, let your light shine that others may see and glorify your name. Your light shine in and through us. Let there be light in this service this morning. In the name of Jesus, the light of Jesus Christ. Let there be light in the lives of our children and grandchildren. Let there be light, O God, in our spiritual lives. Let there be light in the name of Jesus, in every single area of our lives. Let there be light. Let your light shine, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that we glorify and honor your name. Let your light shine. We thank you for the light that shines in darkness. Not the light of the world, but the light of Jesus Christ. Your supernatural light. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Oh, Lord, let there be light, oh God. Let your light shine in our homes. Let your light shine in our situations. Let your light shine in the lives of our children and grandchildren. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let your light so shine that others may see and glorify your name. Let there be light. Hallelujah. Ye kuriyama sandri kuriyane kayama. Let there be light. O Father God, Holy Ghost, let your light shine. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, we ask you to take everything in our lives that does not bring glory and honor to the name of us. Father, Holy Ghost, uproot those things that is hindering us from going through, from fulfilling our divine purpose and destiny. In the name of Jesus, uproot things from our ancestors, Father, that we do not even know all that are hindering your plans and purpose for our lives. Every crack in our foundation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Ghost repair in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we repent on behalf of our ancestors on our father's side, on our mother's side. Oh God, we repent in the name of Jesus. We repent on behalf of ourselves in the name of Jesus. We repent on behalf of our parents, oh God. We repent, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, every day is a new day. And so, Father God, we do not want anything to hinder our prayers. For you, Almighty God, you said in your word that if we regard iniquity in our hearts, you will not hear our prayers. So, Father, we ask for your mercy that is new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And so, Lord, we cry out for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We pray for your mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Your mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O God. Great is thy faithfulness, O God. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, yeah, ka yesterday, ka ye mo, ye ka ye. the blood, we release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. Took our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We took our environment in the blood of Jesus. We took our homes in the blood of Jesus. We took our spouses, our children and grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. We took this service in the blood of Jesus. Lord, we took every cell, every tissue, every organ in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood that gives us strength from day to day. The blood of Jesus. The blood will never lose its power. And so, Father, this morning we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, God, the blood of Jesus. We took our children and grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We soak ourselves, tissue, organ, systems in the blood of Jesus. We soak our destinies in the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. When I think about the goodness of Jesus, when I think about all that he's done for us, hallelujah. All I can say this morning and every day of my life is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You've been good to me, hallelujah. You've been good to us, hallelujah. You've been kind to us, hallelujah. You've been faithful to us, hallelujah, hallelujah. When I look back over my life, hallelujah, all I can say is thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. If I had thousands and thousands and trillions of tongues, hallelujah, thank you for your treasure in my earthen vessel. Thank you for opening my eyes. I was blind, but now I see. Thank you, oh God, for giving me a supernatural vision. Hallelujah. Father God, a supernatural vision that walks by faith and not by sight, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I can see clearly now, hallelujah. The storm is over, hallelujah. The clouds have passed away, hallelujah. So Jesus, my eyes are upon you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our grandbabies. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oye mukuye ya Mose. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for our siblings. Thank you for our nieces and nephews. Lord, we say thank you, Lord. Thank you for our spouses. Thank you for our work, our colleagues, those that work in the vineyard with us. Thank you, Lord. For each and every one under the sound of my voice, Lord Jesus, I say thank you. And I bless your name, O God. I pray, Lord, this morning as your word comes forth, O God, let it not be me, but Almighty God, let it be Christ that lives inside of me, O God. Lord Jesus, I hide behind the cross, O God. Lord, all of you, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, move in our midst. Touch our eyes, our hearts. In the name of Jesus, we surrender totally and completely. Oh, Spirit of the Living God.
Conference recording started.
Holy Spirit, take preeminence in our lives. Let your word come forth. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Spirit of the Living God. We bless your name, Holy Ghost. I decree that Spirit of the Living God, take over. I surrender to you. Let it not be me, but the Christ that lives inside of me. Here I am, O God. Use me to bring glory and honor to your name as I bring this word forth this morning. Let your word, O God, touch that permeate our spirit, our souls, our hearts. Let your word bring liberation, O God, chastisement and enlightenment. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for this fresh oil this morning, fresh anointing. We thank you, Lord, for the fresh manna that comes in the morning glory. Hallelujah. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, we pray. Amen and amen. I want to say good morning to those of you that's just joining us. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. It's so nice to have you join us this morning in the name of Jesus. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but there are times the morning is a struggle to get up, but all of a sudden you just feel the Spirit of God rise up within you and give you that strength, because the Bible tells us that his strength is made perfect in our weakness. And so we thank God for his strength. We thank God that he meets us every day and every morning. And do not give us stale bread, but fresh manna. Remember, he told the children of Israel, just get up early in the morning and there's fresh manna that in the dew. Hallelujah. You see, in the morning there's a fresh manna that's in the dew. And you have to gather just enough for yourself, or enough for your household. Hallelujah. And you cannot keep it for the next day, because if you keep it for the next day, it gets stealing. Hallelujah. It's a fresh word every morning. Man, a fresh word. Jesus is that living word. Hallelujah. Amen. So we receive his fresh word every morning. And on the Sabbath day, he said, collect, or before the Sabbath, collect double portion of the last for the Sabbath. And so that's why that day was literally his day of rest. He did not want us to have anything still. I bless the Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. So this morning we go on to the scripture. I've been dealing with this for this week. Arise, shine, Isaiah 60, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Well, this reminds me of, hallelujah, and I've said this over and over, but I have to go back to say what I'm about to say. It reminds me when I was about 9 years, yes, 9 years old, and it was in the month of July. Hallelujah. And my sister and I, my parents, and sleeping. Hallelujah. And it's raining thunder and lightning. And it's the reason it's raining and raining, you know, hallelujah. It's not a rain to make you scared, because you get accustomed to that rain when you live in the tropical rainforest, when you live in Liberia, West Africa. As a matter of fact, we love that rain. You sleep better in that rain. You hear that rain. Hallelujah. And my sister and I, we're sleeping in the room, hallelujah, and she's in one bed and I'm in another bed. We have twin beds, and all of a sudden I see this light. I look at the receptacle and I see this light drawing in. And it's not the regular light. It's a supernatural light. I'm only 9 years old. I see this light. And then as the light comes forth, closer and closer, because I've never been a sleeper. I've always been a person to be up all the time. And I see the light, and the light comes in. And then I see the form of Jesus Christ. You people will say, how you know? Yeah, you know that's Jesus. You've been to Sunday school. You've heard about it. You know your spirit knows Jesus. I'm a child. Your spirit knows. I was brought up in a Christian home, and I knew it was Jesus. And he said, and this light came into darkness, and he said, arise, 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 arise. He said, wake up your sister. And get out of here. Get out of this room. Arise. Get out. Get out. And I could hear the urchin say, he came himself, Jesus Christ himself. I cannot forget this. And so I woke up my sister, and then he just told us, he said, arise, he told me. And I woke up my sister and said, let's get out of here. Let's go into my mom's room. Hallelujah. And me and my sister and I ran to my mom's room, and my brothers were in the room sleeping with her. My father had traveled. And we were scared. And my mom said, okay, just go into the next room, which is right next to her room, and into your brother's room. And because her bed was not big enough to accompany all of us four children. She had a king size, but she didn't want us to kick her. You know how kids are. And so me and my sister went into the next room. What am I saying this to you? Because arise. This is Jesus. When the light comes, light overpowers darkness. What happened that day, I will never forget. Because our house got burned. But it was Jesus who came like a virgin, even though there's a mandate that may be on your life, or even though there might be something the enemy has planned. Hallelujah. Because God is good, and all that he does for us is good. He does not sit around and plan evil. No, that's not God. He's holy. He's righteous. He's full of love. Hallelujah. So maybe there circumstances may cause things to happen in your life, but we thank God for Jesus. He is the light of the world. Arise, shine, for the light has come. And when the light came, we were saved. Hallelujah. That's another story on its own. But I just want to tell you, when the light comes, the light overcomes darkness. Hallelujah. Arise. When the light comes, he says, arise. Jesus is that light. Hallelujah. Jesus is the light. He says, arise and shine. So when he comes, how the darkness got to disappear. He, hallelujah, you are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. Jesus has brought you out of darkness, not just into light, but into his marvelous, marvelous light. That light, oh my God, there's love, there's everything you can think about. It's unlimited. Hallelujah. Light. When the light come in, I don't care whether death is there and you're dying and people, you're in the hospital and the doctor say, okay, your family members in the hospital and the doctor said, well, we're just going to let them be comfortable. They're going to, it's about time for that hour. And then all of a sudden, light, the supernatural light of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When the enemy said, oh, I've gotten her, I've gotten him, oh, it's over, and the light come in darkness. Hallelujah. He doesn't have to say nothing. He just comes. The light comes. What? Death runs. When light comes, you get healed. You get delivered. That's why in the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy because there's light, that supernatural light, that light filled with love, the light that overpowers. Jesus is the light of the world. In him there is no darkness. The darkness cannot even comprehend the light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is the light. And so I'm going to end with John 11. Hallelujah. A familiar scripture that we've read over and over. I've preached this over and over again. But Lazarus, a friend of Jesus, John 11, is sick. And Mary and Martha, I'm just summarizing his sisters for Jesus. Hallelujah. But Jesus does not come at that time. Jesus said in John 11, 4, when Jesus heard that this sickness, he said, it's not unto death, but to the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. The Bible says that Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. That's why when they told Jesus, it's a Jesus that Lazarus, whom you love, is sick. Jesus, hallelujah, when he had heard that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. How can Jesus waste time there? And Lazarus, his friend he loved. And he, what does Jesus say? Jesus in verse, but if a man in the night he stumble because there is no light in him, I want you to keep that scripture where when you go through, when you stumble, when night overpowers you because there's no light of Jesus in you. And hallelujah. These things said he. And after that, he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may what? Awake him out of sleep. And we're going to go further. And Jesus took his time and Lazarus in the grave for 4 days. Hallelujah. But, you know, when light come, you know, darkness. Hallelujah. And Mary and Martha were distraught when they saw Jesus. Mary wept. I want you to take your time and read it. Hallelujah. Because I'm trying to show you when light comes. I don't care what situation you're in. Your prayer life should be elevated. Jesus is that light. Arise and shine. For the light has come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Jesus said he's going to the grave and Martha and Mary said, but look, he's been dead for all these days. His body is stinging. Oh, no, no, no. Even when Jesus comes in here, there's a sting. It turns into perfume. Jesus, he's the creator. Hallelujah. When he comes into your situation, hallelujah, things change. Things change. I don't care what the world says. When Jesus comes in, things change for your favor. The problem is we don't wait. We want to fix it ourselves. Be anxious because we do not trust that he'll come, but he steps in and out of time. He owns time. So you don't need to worry about time. He can stop it. He can do anything with time. He created time. So he steps in and out of time. So how can you say it's late? You say it's late according to your human mind, but it's not late according to Christ, supernatural, who walks supernatural. Let the mind of Christ be in us. That's what we need to have faith. Hallelujah. Then the verse 42, I love this. And Jesus began, 41, he told them, then they took away the stone. He asked them, take ye away the stone. Jesus said, take ye. He went to the grave. It was a cave. Oh, my God, a stone lay upon it. The stone lay upon it. Then Jesus said, take ye away the stone. What stone is they have put on you? And when Jesus come in, he had all authority. All authority. He said, take ye the stone away. Martha said, he's been dead, Lord, for all the days he stinks. Jesus said to her, said, I'm not unto thee that if thou believe that thou should see the glory of God. Do you believe to see the glory? You see, your faith, you have to believe, you have to trust. Didn't I tell you that if you believe, you will see his glory? Then they took away the stone where the dead was laid, where the dead, darkness, when you see death, darkness. Oh, my God. And then I love this prayer. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, thank you that you have heard me. And I know that, Lord, you hear me always. Hallelujah. You see, that's a prayer of faith. That's another day. But because of the people we stand by, I said it that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thanked God first, he did not just walk in. No, he blessed God. He thanked God. I know you hear my prayer, God. I know. And then he said, and he cried, Lazarus, come forth. Hallelujah, when light comes, and the dead came forth. When Jesus comes, the dead came, Lazarus came forth. Hallelujah, out of darkness, death had taken him. His body should have been sinking. The stone was on his grave, and he said, Lazarus, come forth. Light has come. Hallelujah. Jesus is that light. So whatever situation you're in, this morning, Jesus is right there with you in every situation. If you believe, you will receive the glory of God upon your life. Nothing is impossible with God. When you believe, light went into that grave. Light stood there and said, Lazarus. You see, Jesus said, move that stone. Whatever stone they have put on your destiny, your purpose. Jesus said, move that stone. Whatever stone they have put on your children's destiny. Sometimes our children go in circles and we can't see. Maybe there's a stone that they might have put on. But Jesus is saying, move that stone. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Yes, Jesus is Lord. There's no authority greater. Move that stone from our life. Move that stone. Take sickness, get away. Move that stone. Stone of rejection. Stone of hypocrisy, stone of poverty, whatever stone that you have, stone of sickness and disease, whatever stone that the enemy has placed and said, you're not going to make it, that is over, is not over until God says it. Well, I'm here to encourage you this morning. I don't care where that stone came. Well, I started off to tell you about when the light came when I was 9 years old. Maybe there was a man that blamed on us to kill my mom and her four children. I don't know. I'm just saying maybe. I don't know. Hallelujah. I said, okay, maybe the witch doctor said, don't worry. In the morning, it's just a matter of time, 24 hours, and you will hear the news that she, the mother, and the four children will be dead. My father was in there. He had traveled. Hallelujah. Because you know witches and warlocks to do all kinds of things, things that they can get over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, but I meant, you see, hallelujah, that stone was there, and they said, oh, no. But Jesus came. My mom, look this way, the fire. Look that way, the fire. Look this way, the fire. We thought that we had been trapped. The daughter was over, but my mother, well, I had to pray, mama. Hallelujah. I had a prayer, mama, who had been praying, didn't know what was about to happen, but had some dreams. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's why you mothers, we need to keep praying for children. I don't care what mandate the enemy has placed on you and your children. Oh, thank you, Lord, who was meant to be killed. We was meant to die, but I had a mother who believed. Hallelujah. So when we were all trapped in that house, it was July. Hallelujah. I don't remember the specific date. We go here, but you see, God is a good God. The week before, my mom was supposed to put roll bars on the house, but she didn't do it. Why? Because the Holy Spirit was at work. That's why when you sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit, do not do things on your own, because God is doing something. So she didn't put the bars on. Hallelujah. And so we look left the fire. We look right the fire. Me and my brothers and sisters, the four of us with our mother. Hallelujah. You see, light had come. You see, Jesus finishes what he starts. Jesus finishes what he starts. And hallelujah, I was actually in a panic mood. But my sister, who was the oldest, she said, Mommy, let's break the window. Hallelujah. My sister and my mom took their bare hands and broke that window to the bedroom. And we got out of that house. Why? Because light came. So when the report went to say, oh, they're probably dead. You will hear about the funeral. You will hear that this woman and her four kids are dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, when people put mandate on people, you don't know who's anointed, which one of those children anointed in that group. You didn't know that God has it. You didn't know that God has a pulse as a child. He said, I knew you and formed you, ordained you as a prophet before you were formed in your mother's womb. You cannot touch God's anointed. No, you see, when they go to the medicine man and go to the doctor, which doctor, they don't know which child that carries the anointing. Hallelujah. They don't know that I was supposed and my siblings were supposed to fulfill the divine purpose and destiny. Hallelujah. But like King. Hallelujah. And darkness went away. So God Jesus called Lazarus. We go back to John. And Lazarus came out of the grave. And he said, loose him. And they loose him and took that napkin from on his face so he could see. Not only is God calling you out, but he's taking away that darkness so you can see with understanding. Understanding and comprehension, the hope Holy Spirit can give you revelation. Jesus' name. So, Father, this morning I thank you that your light is the light of the world. Thank you that your light overpowers darkness. Thank you that I live in your light. We live in your light. Arise and shine, for the light has come, and the glory of God is risen upon us. We thank you this morning for your word. I pray that each and every one under the sound of my voice have received your word. Lord, I thank you and I bless your name. Hallelujah, oh God. Light, Jesus, you're the light. I don't care what witchcraft, what incantation, what warlock. I don't care what is happening. When Jesus steps in, everything changes. You are my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? You are the strength of my life. And whom shall I be afraid? Yuria Masadaka, yes, Jesus said, it's not over. Until he says it's over, be careful. You don't know which prophet is in that midst. You see your grandchildren running up and down. You don't know which one is an apostle, which one is a prophet. You don't know which one is anointed. You don't know. You don't know. Be careful what you say. The Bible said, touch not my anointed. hallelujah, and do my prophet no harm. Be careful, be careful, hallelujah, for children and their mother, hallelujah. That virgin that released the mandate was desperate for my father. Hallelujah. These women go to witch doctors so that they can kill a man and his wife and children and do witchcraft to destroy a family. And they don't know who's in that family, who is the anointed one. But hallelujah, that's why we have to be careful. Those who like to go to witch doctors and soothsayers and palm readers, be careful. Hallelujah. Because when the wrath of God gets upon you, you finish. In the name of Jesus. There, how many years later? How many people, if we had died, this person would have killed, or these people would have killed? Hallelujah. Will they only kill Marco? No, they will not only kill. If God, the light, has not stepped in, this person or these people would have done a mass murder, because within me were three babies. And right now, my three babies, right now, I have six grandson. Hallelujah. So how many so far? And we don't know how many children, more children my children may have. They're still young. I don't know how many more children, I will have great-grandchildren. I got great-grandsons. So you know there's a mass murderer, because when you go and do those madness, you're killing destinies. Or just me, you, before you get to my three brothers and sisters, we got to be careful. Light come in the darkness, and darkness disappear. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from all evil. Thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.
Conference recording stopped.
Have a wonderful and a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.